doors open. This is your red line.
The National Mall.
Okay. How long have you lived there?
I've been in the District of Columbia my entire life.
It's time now for the newest installment of What's with Washington, where WAMU listeners ask us questions about the Washington region. And today's question comes from listener Will Castens of Adelphi, Maryland.
How did Tacoma Park become the Berkeley of the East?
WAMU's arts and culture reporter Michaela LaFrac went to find out.
Here's how question asker Will Castens describes Tacoma Park's hippy-dippy reputation.
The center of this liberal counterculture, the People's Democratic Republic of Tacoma Park, and a nuclear-free zone.
It really does have a ban on nuclear weapons. It also has an official peace delegate, an annual folk festival, and a giant crocheted octopus that lived on top of its clock tower for 6 months. But before we go any further, let's clarify one thing. There's a Tacoma Park, Maryland, and Tacoma, D.C. They straddle the D.C.-Maryland border, they share a metro station, and a lot of history. My first stop there is to Holly Avenue. The street is classic Tacoma Park. Gray-haired neighbors wave hello and adjust their lawn signs for progressive causes. They live in colorful old houses surrounded by white picket fences. I'm greeted by the owner of one house, Congressman Jamie Raskin. His district includes Tacoma Park, and he's been mulling over its history for me.
Yeah, sort of like things you've always wondered about. I was thinking a little about it this morning when I woke up.
He says when he and his wife moved here in 1990...
Part of it was the hip, funky, progressive counterculture mecca. It was also known as a place that was more affordable, more working class, and more gritty.
He believes the by the people, for the people attitude dates all the way back to 1903. That's when the Seventh-day Adventist Church moved its headquarters to Tacoma Park. The Adventists liked that it was close to D.C., had beautiful trees and fresh water from Sligo Creek, and alcohol was banned, thanks to the teetotaling mayor.
The Seventh-day Adventists are do-gooders. They create a lot of community institutions.
They built a hospital and a university. Tacoma Park was also a commuter suburb. Federal workers could hop on a steam engine right in town to get to their jobs in the city. They got a Carnegie Library, started a 4th of July parade, and for a while, Tacoma Park was just a quiet little suburb. Then came Sammy Abbott.
Fortunately, Sammy Abbott
made a huge fuss. Everyone knew who Sammy Abbott was.
Well, I didn't. So to get the story, I went to visit Loretta Newman and Diana Cohn. They've both lived in the area since the 1970s. Newman founded the organization Historic Tacoma, and Cohn's its current president.
One fight after another.
They tell me, in 1963, the activist Sammy Abbott fought back against a plan to build a freeway through Tacoma.
He said they want to build white freeways through black man's homes.
It would have connected the new Beltway to downtown D.C. and displaced hundreds of families in the process.
And he joins with the white and black families.
Both of us, Maryland and D.C., got together and fought it.
And forced the city and the state to build metro rather than the freeway.
Abbott went on to become mayor and lead residents on a series of progressive battles.
Everyone got activated, and sometimes you were fighting two battles at the same time, and Tacoma pretty much won all of them.
During Abbott's tenure as mayor, Tacoma Park voted to become nuclear-free. For the record, it did it 3 years before Berkeley, California. Sarah Green, another longtime resident and activist, says she and her neighbors are still keeping that activist tradition alive.
Yeah, that reputation of feistiness. It suits this community very well. Loretta speaks a lot at public hearings. I do. There are other people in Tacoma.
Yeah, I would not want to be on the other side of the fight.
You know, I mean, we get up in front of the city council on things that affect the whole city. Am I right?
Their feistiness helped make Tacoma Park a coveted place to live. So much so that Long & Foster real estate agent Elliot Barber says the area's once mid-ranged Victorians and bungalows now easily sell for over $1 million.
There's a definite strong upward trend in terms of appreciation in price and competitiveness.
So if you want to live there,
start saving as much as you can, and then beg, borrow, and steal whatever you have to.
Tacoma Park's housing prices and the average age of residents have both gone way up since its activist heyday. It might be tough for a young Jamie Raskin or Loretta Newman to move there now. But if you're looking for a funky 4th of July parade or a history lesson on 1960s activism, Tacoma Park is still the place to go. For WAMU, I'm Michaela LaFrac.
If you've got a question you'd like answered, ask away. You can do that at wamu.org/whatswith. And while you're there, subscribe to the What's With Washington podcast for more stories about our region.